Epilogue.
Ray stands on the bridge of the Ravager. There, staring out the window at the glowing Vulpinus Nebula, is the fleet admiral, his hands behind his back, humming a little, something classical, something from the old Republic days. She listens a little. The Sestina of Imperator Vex, maybe?
Sir,
she says. He holds up his finger, a sign for patience. He continues humming, his head swaying, until it reaches a small crescendo. Then, without turning toward her, he lowers his finger and says,
Yes, Admiral Sloan.
Something I've been wanting to ask you.
You may always speak frankly with me.
He turns to face her. His countenance is cold, his stare scrutinizing, like she's wet, fresh meat, and he's picking her apart to look for the tastiest bits.
Please.
The summit on Akiva.
Dreadful thing.
It did not go as planned.
She hesitates.
Though, now I'm not so sure. Did you plan for it to go that way?
He smiles.
Explain.
I've been thinking. Everything happened so fast. Faster than it should have. Faster than any timeline predicted. And I wondered, did we have someone in our midst who summoned the rebels? I went and I looked, and I found communications from an encrypted channel on this very ship, sent out to what appears to be a rebel frequency.
Enlighten me. Why would I have cause to do that?
She hesitates.
I've been thinking about that. I would guess to eliminate competition.
An interesting theory.
I'm more interested if it's an accurate one, Admiral.
He takes her hand and gives it a squeeze.
It was a test.
I could have died there, on Akiva, or been taken captive.
But that did not happen. You were not captured, and you remain alive. You are my best and my brightest. And that is why you passed this test. I need people like you. This, a question she hates to ask.
And if I hadn't survived?
Then my assessment of you would have been wrong. You would not have been my best and my brightest. It's like the others, Pandion, Shale, and so forth. They were weak, sick animals that had to be culled from the herd. They did not pass the test, and now they are no burden to us.
She tries to repress a shiver.
Here,
he continues, pointing out at the glowing red bands of the Vulpinus Nebula, the swooping whorls of crimson clouds and the stars beyond them.
Look out there. That is no longer our galaxy.
Admiral, we have not lost yet.
Oh, but we have. I see the dismay in your eyes, but this is no cause for despair, Admiral Sloan. This is how it must be. The Empire became this ugly, inelegant machine. Crude and inefficient. We needed to be broken into pieces. We needed to get rid of those who want to see that old machine churning ineluctably forward. It's time for something better. Something new. An empire worthy of the galaxy it will rule.
Sloane doesn't know what to feel right now. It's some strange mix of terror, disgust, but also hope? Did he try to betray her? Or was it truly a test he expected her to pass? All she manages to say right now is,
Of course, Admiral.
Now, if you will excuse me, I have thinking to do.
He gently touches her shoulder, a seemingly warm gesture, until he uses it to turn her around and send Sloane on her way.